So there's only one thing to talk about today. Only alt. You like that little intro there? Anyways, I feel like I got to address the elephant in the room. Welcome back to the Rookie Card Investor Podcast. It is your host, Luke, or Cards with Luke. That is a really bad name, but that's all I could think of at the time. Hopefully the name changes to something better in the future. Anyway, only alt. Let's get right into it. I feel like I have to talk about this because in the last couple of weeks, I did two videos on and I was pumped about them. So I'm just going to share how I think and what I like to do when new things come out. I love the shiny new toys. When new things come out, I'm all about them. I want to learn about them, see if it's something I can use. And honestly, I've never really loved CompC or StarStock. And that could be just my bad. I've been an eBay lifer and Facebook group lifer. So this one came out, 1.5 was appealing to me. I really did like the plugin that was stealing our data. So, okay, I'm going to stop right there. So what happened today was CardPorn, who is a very big player in the space, they tweeted out some code that actually showed that they were taking all of our data and pretty much like credit card, location, bank account, like all the stuff that they shouldn't be taking. They're technically, the company is technically an exchange, like an investing or stock investing or something like that, because of day trading and asset passing and approving trades and buys, all that nonsense. So I'm going to talk about what I think happened, but that's what they did. They were literally taking like tons and tons and tons of our data. And that's not a good thing. But, and what was doing this was their plugin, their Google Chrome extension, which would just track the eBay Buy It Now prices. So they were pulling our eBay data, all of our data, our credit card, our PayPal, all that from, anywho. So someone is sitting on a ton of data from all of us. That is what happened. And I feel bad, back to what I was saying, because I made two videos about like saying this was an awesome new feature. And just that this was something I think the hobby could really benefit from in the niche inside the hobby that I'm in. I like to sell cheap cards to new and beginning collectors and investors. I love to grab nines and send them to nines and get people excited about Christian McCaffrey PSA nines and whatever. So I was pumped about this. I was going to send them like 15 slaps. I don't know if I'm going to now. I would love to see them if they just like jump out and salvage it. Hey, we messed up. We contracted this out to this company. They messed up. We didn't check it. It's on us. It won't happen again. Here's $25 free. Kumbaya. Or like, here's all your data. We messed up. It is getting destroyed, or we're going to get audited by the Fed or something. Like, they need to salvage this. At the time I'm recording, there's no tweets about this. So if anyone, if you are listening to this and you're one of the people that told me to go, let's insert expletive there, whatever one you want, myself today, I get it. You were mad. I'm so sorry if I led you in the wrong direction. And of the two people that reached out to me and said, hey, Luke, you were pumping this up. And I wasn't pumping it. That's the wrong word. You were recommending this. This is what happened. You should talk about this. So those two people, I appreciate you greatly. You're great friends of mine. And I'm sorry. I don't want to make content. And I don't want to get my credit card or bank account or IP address stolen. Neither do you. So I want to apologize if anyone took that the wrong way. I saw a number of comments today of people saying, but they took your social security number. So this is an exchange. If the way these things work, just like the collectible, is we're going to get like capital gains tax because we're not holding these things for a year or something like that. We're buying, selling, trading, holding, and the money just stays there, just like a stock brokerage, like Robinhood, like Webull, like Cash App. So that doesn't concern me. My social number, they could get sued if they leak my social number. And bank accounts, like our employers have our bank accounts and all that. So like, maybe there are some boomers in my chat or something on TikTok. But anywho, that didn't concern me. Only all, I hope we get some sort of, we messed up. You should trust us. But we didn't see anything from them today. I really hope they didn't drop the ball. So Alt Sports Cards owner, Google this thing. I can't really find much stuff on the internet. I mean, this could really be a quick exit. They raised 30 mil in March and they just want speed to market. Maybe they're just going to die. But anyways, this is quite concerning to anyone that I may have misspoke on or anything, I'm really sorry. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't think that any new company in a tough market, like this isn't sports cars, isn't just like, yeah, walk in, we got a new man on the block, only all. They're gonna just like take the 4% and get rich. No, this is such a saturated market. It's competitive. Each person has something else. The last thing that they wanted to do was come in and steal our data. You know, I could be wrong. I could be wrong in what I just said. I don't condone them stealing our data. I do not support that. So do not come in the comments or DM me on Twitter about that. But I just don't think that a new company would come in and want to steal your data. That's just not how this thing works. It's the sports card market is so competitive. It's competitive for us content creators. I'm not the best. I don't think I'm the worst. But if any of you 20 people listening to this, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry if I led you astray on alt. I'm a little fired up. I don't often get hate comments. I got some negative comments today. That doesn't always give me the warm and fuzzies. I don't do this. Obviously, I'm not getting paid to make content. I do it just because I do enjoy it. And I want to make the content better over time. So anyways, this is, again, great to have you here. Enjoyed all of it. And we'll talk soon. Hopefully I have an actual full episode tomorrow, but wanted to talk about alt.